And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification bell. Yes, we're sitting in the other set. We got a lot going on this week. We got a tight hour. Angel is auditioning. Kevin is traveling. And Josh has set it up. It was going to waste 15 minutes to set up.
I got wedding stuff this week.
Josh got wedding stuff this week. He'll be a married man in August.
He's getting married.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. Quick church announcements. The Grief Sucks shows have been going up and being sold immediately.
Mexico City.
I was coming here to talk about it. We're shooting this on Monday, the day after the Grammys right now, because I'm going to the Super Bowl to do content for Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm not going to the Super Bowl. Tickets was crazy. Even though some friends of mine tried to help me.
I was just like,
never mind. I'm just staying home and pet my dog. Anyway, so when they go up, if you're not on Patreon, just know Patreon has already got first dibs, especially for these pre-theater shows. By the time you get them, they've already had plenty of time to get them, so don't be upset. Mexico City selling out in 2 days was a shock. I have been to Mexico City. I didn't see no black people like that.
I don't, why is it, what is wrong with your perception of reality?
I went to Berlin and them Germans was like, Kaiserslautern.
And you think Mexico City and Berlin are similar in demographic?
I didn't know there were so many black people in Mexico City. I didn't know there was a growing expat group of blacks. Josh sent me an Ebony article about it because, you know, he's about to marry a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows Ebony, how to navigate that website.
Yeah.
Tahir has done a few shows there. He said it was lit. So I said, oh man, you know, worst case scenario, there's 20, 30 people there. I ain't tripping because the show's in its rough form.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold out in 2 days. They're asking for another show. And I was just like,
How many people, how many seats does it hold?
It was just 100.
Kevin, I don't get it. You.
Angel, there was 11 people in Berlin. That was what, 2 years
Wait,
ago?
Wait, how long ago was Berlin?
What was Berlin, Joshy? 23?
24.
24?
Yeah. It was a ball brother.
When was Paris Bugs? 24. Paris Bugs. When was the bed bugs out in Paris? 24 was Ball Brothers. But not Ball Brothers improv, just
Ball Brothers. 24 then.
24. Berlin was 24.
Fall 24.
Fall 24.
So it was cold and rainy. And
yeah, so we bombed our butts off in Berlin. Raining. No war.
And it was not a lot of people.
No, there was 7 people.
It's Berlin.
It's
like
Berlin.
They seem like they want to be miserable over there.
They were like,
I don't want to laugh. I live in Germany. Don't.
All right. Before we get to the Grammys, I must talk about Grief Sucks, the first show.
I want to hear everything.
First of all, I'm exhausted. My energy is a little bit low. It's because I'm exhausted. Also, you know, I'm trying to be healthy, healthy boy. I had something healthy for lunch, for breakfast, just a little snack, grilled chicken and crab. I was driving, trying to eat it. In my tiredness, I dropped it on the ground in my car.
Did you still eat it?
No.
Okay.
No, you went and got what that you were supposed to have.
And that's what I was about to go. And this is why I'm going to get a donut or I'm going to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I didn't do anything.
Oh, so you
got sad and I came here. And it was like, and now I'm just hungry and being like, and I got coffee. I'd be trying to do pure black coffee, but that's just tough.
Why are you drinking coffee? To get energy?
To get energy.
Oh.
I know it don't work for you, but it'd be working for me like a.
No, I just think that coffee is disgusting. So it is. Could,
so straight black is really hard. Straight black is really tough. So I just got a small like vanilla thing. It's like 90 calories. But as I'm drinking, I was like, it's not even sweet enough to be good.
Just take caffeine pills then.
I might as well. Yeah. I might as well just do straight black. If it ain't going to be good, then what's the waste of the 90?
Yeah.
So now I'm hungry and.
Let's order food.
No, don't. What?
Yeah, yes. We can order healthy food.
No, I'll be gone.
The food will be here.
No, Angel, look at
the
board.
I'm ordering food for myself regardless.
Order food for Giselle. So anyway, let's talk about the Grief Show. First of all, Joshy been with me since 2018 as an employee. Mm-hmm. But even prior to that, you remember when we shot my little special in North Hollywood?
Yes.
I have this picture. Let me show you, Angel. Baby Josher. It wasn't nothing but maybe 30 people in there.
I don't know how Josh could look anymore like
Angel,
a baby.
It is actually possible. Let me show you when Joshy looks even more young.
When we remind me to put it on the Patreon. I saw this somewhere. Where'd you put this up at?
We did Korean church.
I seen it.
We did Korean church. This was in 2016.
When I was looking at the baby pictures of Josh at his engagement party, all of them, I was like, his age now.
Yes. 30.
Is he? Because he looks like a baby.
He looked like a baby since the morning he was born. Mm-hmm. Josh was like, Kev, I've never seen you this nervous. Ever.
Angel.
That's good. You should have been.
I was so nervous. Greg was like, man, Kev, it's like legit in your eyes that you are nervous. I had to doo-doo.
That's good.
I'm talking about that doo-doo came from internal. Everything in there was like, all of us join together, men.
Yes, come out. Come came out with abs, nigga. Six pack.
I went on stage. And so first we was like, them people came in quick. So Greg was like, what time you want to start? Because it's basically full. I was like, wait till it's 75%.
Mind you, 75% like, of 50
Kev,
people,
it's like 75%. It's 50 people, Kev. It's 75% now.
Yes.
So it was like 9:06 at this time. I was like, okay, just start at 9:10. So I'm in the back trying to burp. And then at this moment, I hear Greg like coming to the stage. I said, and the burp still here, Angel. That burp was in there for the first 40 minutes of the show. It came out a little bit at minute 10, 15. A little bit more at 30, and
you
then like 45.
You see you carrying the nervous energy you had last night.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Now I'm feel exhausted because I was telling people I didn't even know how long it was going to be.
Yeah.
So all the worst stuff happened. I had to burp. The TV connection wasn't great. The TV came disconnected.
Oh, damn.
The club had a whole network outage for like 5 minutes. So Greg and the club sound man had to try and fix the...
In the middle of your show?
In the middle of the set.
Mm-hmm.
So a worst case scenario, but all in all, like performance-wise, it was really good. For a first outing, it was really good. I did cry.
I did cry. There was no way you weren't.
Not on the first one.
Going to.
I probably would have to do 1,000. I might cry in every show.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't even try to hide it. Like, not try to hide it. I didn't even try not to cry. I just felt like, you know, I was talking to this, you know, kind of mentor OG in comedy who does similar types of comedy. And he was like, just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel the need to cry... That's why it's a one-man show and not a traditional stand-up.
So people can just accept what is in front of them and not have expectation of something else.
And in the theater, you know, you're a theater actress, theater trained. You're supposed to bring your honesty, your vulnerability, your truth to the character. And that character is me. To block that would be unfair and untrue. I kept my voice down.
Guys. Grief is here. Jason. I would have loved it.
One thing in my head, I was like, Kev, you can cry, but do not let Angel down. You keep that voice in your lower register. I cried, I said, you didn't. This is what I had to do.
This is what I
that
did.
Natural. Kermit, like, I'm ready.
I'm ready. I feel that little knot in your throat closes off all those deep notes. The guy said it hurt me so much. I miss it. I would have loved it. I would have been like,
Angel, you is funny. I want to let you know, no Cam Newton. I don't want to smash you. Men be like, I can't be friends with no woman. We got to have sex.
I was like, what the hell just happened?
Cam Newton is on my thing. And I'd be like,
you
made
me
laugh.
I ain't
never had the thought of that. I should try to smash Angel. Niggas can have homegirls. Also helps if she's married and I'm married. But I just be like, that's my nigga, man. But anyway. We're going to talk about that too. But the people on Patreon pulled up.
Of course.
I dapped up some people. Josh got a little footage of it, or maybe Rich did. On the walk in, they was waiting. And I was like, hey, y'all, what if I bomb? And one of this black man, I didn't catch his name, but he was like, Kev, you can't bomb. Like, it's not in your DNA to bomb. And I was like, what if I cry? They was like, we'll cry. And like three people had brought tissue. Already.
Yeah.
They're like, you cry, we gonna cry.
Yeah.
So I think one of my superpowers is having the stage crew have my back. And then the Patreon, who is like, people flew in. Some people flew in.
I don't understand why you are shocked.
I'm not even shocked. I'm just saying, like, I was super appreciative because it was like, you know, when the baby do the Easter And then you're like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like that. Like, you going to do good no matter what.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we ain't going to let you do bad.
That is your superpower. And it allows you to do all the things you do. Is that, like, you worked hard to build the community you have. So I think it allows you to take a lot of risk. One, because they just want to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
It's not even like, if it is not Denzel Washington, right, glory, we will be pissed off. They're like, we're just excited that you're willing to take risk and we want to see what happens.
And as an artist, I think it's, that is all you could have, like, ask for.
Yeah.
Like, as a fan of Beyonce, mm-hmm, right? When she decides to do Renaissance, she don't ask your permission.
No.
But you go into Renaissance like, okay, I like Beyonce. I'm going to give it a fair shake. Yeah. You end up liking it. Same thing with Cowboy Carter. You wasn't like a country music fan, mm-hmm, that I know of.
No.
But because you like Beyonce, you're like, I'm going to give her a fair shot to do her little country stuff.
Well, one, I know the woman is talented. So she has the right as an artist to, like, feel herself out wherever she wants to. Yeah. And I, as a supporter, I'm like, I'm going to consume it because I already know you got the goods. So, yes, whether or not you give me something that I love in this moment,
mm-hmm,
that's your right to create that thing. And it's my right to consume it or not. But because I'm a loyal fan, just like these people are loyal to you, they're like, I'm going to consume it.
And that's the same thing with you. Like, when you said you was doing a one woman show, you could get up there and cry. Don't pee on stage, I'd be like, I didn't really want to see the pee, but it made sense.
but it happened.
But
anyways.
Yeah, but it's like, as a fan of yours, I'd be like, whatever Angel said she was going to do, whatever show you book, whatever movie, whatever your thing is, I don't like scary movies. If you was like, Kev, I done booked Every Nigga Dies Too, and I'd be like,
oh God.
Especially scary movies, like slashers are not so bad. But then paranormal,
I can't
the
watch
devil,
them anymore.
That's be like, but the devil real in that, and y'all gonna open it up for that
you
devil
think
to come.
You think so? I don't mind.
If you was in The Devil Has Eyes 4, and I'd be like, God, dog, angel.
I can't, you know what I
just
can't
watch it
do?
During the day.
I can't, my blood pressure can't take it. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't like, is he calling you? You look at your wrist.
Oh, yeah,
he called me. I don't like the way it makes my body feel to not know what the hell is about, yes, to happen next. I don't think it's healthy no more.
No, I think I'm past need that tension.
So, okay, back to your show. I want to ask you questions.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, so, ask me questions, Angel.
Yeah, so because you were super nervous, you shit yourself.
It went in the toilet, but it
was
right
there.
Yeah,
I mean, there. Yeah, no, you didn't shit on yourself. Absolutely. You got out there, you had to burp. There were technical difficulties. Was there anything that was gratifying in, like, something that you wrote where you were just like, ah, oh, I'm so glad.
1,000%. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't.
But first, just getting the first sentence out and getting the first. So what happened was the first joke I intended, I couldn't do because the DJ turned the music off. So that was like my jab, so to speak. And I was like, okay, we just talked about this. Couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then my first real joke, and that joke was like not written as part of the show, but I was like, oh, it's a good little warm-up passing joke.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the first segment out, right? Because the first thing I thought was funny wasn't funny.
Oh, good.
The first thing I thought wasn't funny wasn't funny.
I mean, not good as
no,
in
no,
like,
no, it is good. Yeah. I know what you mean. You a comic, retired, but it's in there. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me get to the punchline. That's really just part of a setup. It might be a clean setup. I was hoping it was a joke, but it didn't land as a joke. But the joke actually landed, if that
okay.
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, got
so
it.
That was the relief of knowing the punchline works. Some great jokes is having the setup be funny, punchline tag all yeah. funny. But some setups are not funny, but mm-hmm. the punchline.
Right.
So I was like, this might not be a funny setup. To me, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the joke landed. Then there was a part of grief that I want to share. Last night was the best because it was actually the first time I said it out loud
yeah.
outside of Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And I was prepared for nobody to have experienced that moment. And I was like, I'm gonna just throw this out there. And when I said it, there was a girl right to my left and she was like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was the only one. And then I saw like that twinkle of recognition about 6-7 people.
Okay, great.
So I was like, I'm knowing that is yeah. not now tomorrow or tonight. I can't say it like that with full confidence, but I can still say it in a similar way. And then people afterwards were like, "Nah, Kev, I've had that thought," and I was like, "Thank the Lord," because I was feeling guilty for that, mm-hmm. you know. But she gave me a moment of confidence, and it was also like people was about as close as you, not as close as you, Bart.
Oh yeah, no, I know that room. So that room, I was like, oh yeah, you see that? Yeah, so you personally didn't like it? Could you tell me
exactly what it felt like? So yeah, that. And then I was already tagging up my own jokes. Like
oh,
there was a
dope.
Joke in there that it probably got one of the five biggest laughs. I never wrote it, didn't have it. And mm-hmm. that's what you just, you know, you only get that from performing. Yeah. Your brain's like, throw that in there. And I said it and it just got a great line, great laugh. That line got a great laugh. So then I was like, okay, remember to say that, which I don't think I will forget. Yeah. So that was probably the best feeling of knowing, okay, we got something.
So did you, I'm assuming you didn't, but did you have a hard time flip-flopping between the moments where you felt like kind of not overwhelmed by emotion, but you felt the emotions rising up, going back into, and now we're at this lighter moment, still talking about the heavy subject. Did you have
Are you familiar with Formula One racing?
Uh-huh.
It felt like how those drivers navigate those courses.
Uh-huh.
Like, you gotta, this turn's gonna be tough, but then we in the straight. It was like, not easy, mm-hmm. but I felt in control of it. Mm-hmm. Usually my stand-up is not that. It's just joke. That's like basically driving straight in mm-hmm. a race. But this was like, okay, now you gotta navigate, push on the gas, let off the brakes. Cause I want you to feel the emotion, but I don't wanna push you to the brink of thing. And I also don't wanna push myself to it. And it's designed to like push and pull on tension.
Yeah.
And your emotions. But what I was afraid of that I was going to do that I didn't do is pull back on the emotional parts because people aren't going to laugh. And I was talking to Melissa about that. She was like, Kev, you didn't even write this show to be fully funny.
Right.
So just give each part its part. Like, when it's supposed to be funny, go as hard on that. When it's supposed to be a part that connects with you, connects with the audience, fully lean into that. I've marketed it as what it is, so people know. If you buy a ticket, you shouldn't come expecting a full on that nigga crazy.
Yeah,
but it's like this nigga dead song. Like, it's funny, but it's also like this nigga is dead.
Right.
So shout out to Ace Vane for creating that song. But yeah, I feel like I never was overcome with emotion. Even when I cried, I wasn't overcome. I felt emotion, but I didn't feel it so strongly. Yeah, that I just like completely lost myself.
So how long do you think you will be uncomfortable with not being the jester?
You have an ad?
I do.
Let's do it.
Oh no! Did I ping?
No.
What happened?
Just do the ad.
Well, no, answer.
Do the ad. Sponsor.
Well, I don't want the camera to also be. I was gonna wait until Joshua can
sponsor.
He can't flip the kit. Joshua, can you solo me out?
No, don't solo. I'm not gonna cry.
Oh, because you didn't turn on the other camera.
No, it wasn't set up for that.
Oh, okay. So this camera's not on me. All right. Think about where you want to be financially in the next year. Okay. All right. Maybe you want to live in a better place or buy a nicer car or a house or take out a loan for something else. Getting things means getting your credit in shape now. And Ava's the easiest way to do it. Listen, when I was younger, I really didn't understand what the heck I was doing with my credit other than just murdering it over and over again. Didn't realize how important it was to be able to hit some of the goals that I have now. But I'm so glad that I learned my lesson and am able to work on my credit. But thanks to Ava, you all don't have to learn the lesson as hard as I did. Ava is a credit building app that's designed to work fast and help your credit score where it really matters. So your credit score can start climbing with almost zero effort. Instead of a secured card that locks up a deposit and takes weeks, Ava can approve you in 5 minutes with up to $2,500 credit limit. No credit check either. That's fire. Just pay your monthly subscriptions like usual with Ava's credit building card, and Ava reports your on-time payments to all major credit bureaus, helping you build solid credit history quickly. Ava members Ava members improve their scores by an average of 30 points in 30 days. That's absolutely amazing. Ava can now report your rent, utility, and phone bills automatically, even up to 24 months of past payments. So your everyday payments help build credit faster, all included in your Ava membership. Take control of your credit today. Download the Ava app, AVA. And ABA. When you join using our promo code THING20, you'll get 20% off your first year, monthly or annual, your choice. Again, grab the Ava app and use our code, promo code THING20.
THING20.
So they know you heard it from me and you'll get 20% off any plan for up to a year. That's promo code THING20.
THING20.
Thanks, Ava. And now go get yourself good credit. Okay, go back to the question. What happened? Why you make me cut that off? What happened? What happened? Why you make that question?
Because I was just thinking, somebody said this afterwards. I think it was Pat. It was either Pat or Jenny Kim. They came. Shout out, Pat. He was like, I think this is the perfect time for your career because everything you've done up until this point led you to be able to do this.
Yeah.
He's like, obviously you need to do stand up, like, but you got that. And then Keep Your Distance allowed you to feel more comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
And then the Ball Brothers allowed you to be improv. And we talked about this. You was like, I think you need to give yourself more credit. Like, you can do these things.
Yeah.
And then like acting and having a theater background. And this is why I actually wanted to start in a black box theater. Cause something about a black box actual theater setup makes you feel like this is a theater performance.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy club. The only negative about this show warming up in a comedy club, them niggas got to get them chicken tenders.
Yeah, and they're talking and
they didn't but they didn't talk. Like, shout out to everybody there. Like, they was locked in, but because of the 2-hour minimum, people got pizza.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying they're having to place the order while you're like, it's been my brother. Yeah. Can you also give me some barbecue sauce on the side and a Jason? Excuse me, I need a Sprite too. Thank you. Yeah, that's just a lot.
And this lady, first of all, I wasn't hungry and I'm glad I wasn't because this lady in front of me, well, her pizza looked delightful. Mm. I'm talking about like the Ninja Turtles pizza. I was like, ooh, I want to. Remember how good their pizza used to look? I was like,
what a perfect reference.
I want to bite that TV.
Yes, it did look good.
But to answer your question, I think this show was probably the first step towards acceptance of like, you don't have to be full giggity giggity.
Yeah.
Like, you can lean into the skill and the art and the vulnerability of your whole person.
Yeah.
And then this show will be better as a result. I think if I hadn't come to accept that I'm more than just funny, 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 funny in that sense, I don't think this show would be true enough to be good.
So why didn't you do it in a black box? It's just easier to set up with the comedy clubs?
It was easier to set up with the comedy
club.
To get four real quick.
Yeah.
It was just like, my manager was like, I can get you four in the belly room real quick. A black box, I might be able to get you one or two. Because there's just not that many in LA anyway. Mm-hmm. If I lived in New York, it probably would have been much easier. There's not that many in LA, and they don't be like staffed. You have to get like all
that's
this
the more
stuff.
Of the part. I'm like, no, we could have gotten you black box
but
theater, but
I couldn't have got three in 1 week at the top of February for the price. And that's the other
part. Okay, now the price. Now I was about to say these theaters are dying. Yes, I was about to say you could have gotten three, but yes, you would have had to staff it. You would have had to pay for all this stuff.
So money wise, it's just like
makes more sense for
you would lose. I wouldn't have been able to sell it for the price that I did. So. Any more questions?
Okay, let me ask you one more question. How much do you think, based off of how the show went yesterday, how much do you think this show will probably evolve before it is actually on the road?
Tremendously.
You think so?
The main reason I was so nervous is, one, I didn't know what we had. Two, I hadn't said anything but one joke ever.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I didn't know how well I could navigate both sides.
Uh-huh.
Four, in order to do stand up, you gotta like throw the clay on the clay wheel. I don't know what that thing is called.
I'll take it.
The clay wheel, and then you can start to shape it.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately this morning, I was like, okay, Greg, I need to make some changes before for the next show. In my head, I'm already self editing, and then Melissa, man, just what a blessing. She's telling me first practicing in front of her. I did it for a full hour. In front of her, just me and her in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me amazing notes to start off.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, she gave me even better notes. She was like, some of the stuff, you could do this, you could do that. But she's also like, I know you know, now that you said it, like what you can adjust and change.
Yeah.
So I think to answer your question, it'll change tremendously. I'd be curious about the people who got to see the first show or the second show when you see the like theater version.
Yeah.
Because that was literally it. It's not even memorized yet. You know what I mean? I don't even have the segues down. Some of the segues were super rough, which they will be for a while. Like, that's the hardest part is in order to do segues, you got to know for sure where you're going. And I'm just like, let me throw all the paint on and then I'll put it in order. Actually, paint's not a good example. Clay is a better example.
Yeah, you try the clay wheel.
The clay wheel on the wheel is on there. So yeah, I think by the time it's special worthy or like even theater ready for this fall when I take it wide,
yeah,
it'll be in a much better place. I'm probably going to do at least 4 to 6 shows a month until I feel good, even if I have to come back to LA. I kind of really been telling my team I want to go to markets that I don't either get to or aren't big enough to stage a full theater. You know, I might not sell enough to make it make monetary sense as I practice it. So that way people are like, okay, Kev, you ain't been coming to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, now you can.
One night only, Tupelo, Mississippi, down on Main Street Theater, like stuff like that. But to give you a quicker answer, a lot.
I think I saw
it should be polished a lot more. There should be more jokes added.
Well, obviously it's not polished, but I'm more so thinking like evolving. Do you feel like the bones is there?
The bones are there for sure.
Okay.
The sides are coming.
Okay.
By the time I get to the theater, it should be garnished and dessert ready. Okay. Right now, it's just like, okay, here, it's going to be good, but it's early. Right now, the kitchen just smells good.
When's the last time you've had to be this, like...
Never.
I've
never. I have literally never prepped this much, rehearsed this much.
Be this present on stage.
Never.
Like,
never.
I was about to say.
No.
Because, like, I know when, like, on Here's the Thing, when we toured, I know when you're actually somewhere else and, like... autopilot is on and there's like nothing wrong with it. It's like, oh, like I know autopilot will do just fine in this moment. He'll eventually clock back in. I can even see it on in the Ball Brothers when Kevin's an autopilot.
Tony's going.
Kevin is wherever he is. He'll clock back in when it's time. So this one you feel like autopilot is off.
Locked.
Yeah, that's good.
Fully locked. Somebody was saying actually when you're great at something, you should not have to give it all your energy all the time.
Yeah, correct.
If it's not easy for you at some points, you probably aren't great at it. So I felt like I felt guilty before. But they're like, no, you think LeBron is not playing his hardest every second of every game.
Let me tell you, I done been in a couple of Laker games. He's not. When I tell you, I was like, does that nigga know he at work? And not that he was playing bad, but no. It was just like, you ain't out there hungry. That's what is clear.
Yes, sometimes it should be easy for you. Steph, when we watch him play, first of all, the whole thing, it might have been the easiest 38 points I've ever seen going through a basketball hoop. One free throw.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like he's playing hard because he is the greatest shooter that has ever lived.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, you know, that you can see it. Because it be like when you see – and also when your act is memorized and perfected, you just have to say it. And perform it.
Yeah.
You know it works. And that's my biggest thing of this I was unafraid of is I don't know if this works at all. And you know I'm a control freak. So not knowing what I even have, that's I could have put doodle on that stage and then being like.
Yeah, but that's what makes it different than stand-up, which is so beautiful, is that theater is actually alive.
Yes.
So every show, regardless of if you say the same things, is going to be, I mean, and that happens in stand-up too, but in stand-up, you can't completely ignore that the show is moving differently.
Yeah.
And just be like, I say the right words, regardless of people are laughing. But with theater, I don't know, it kind of behooves you to take in the energy that the people For are sure. giving you to allow it to, especially.
You got to ride that wave. Mm-hmm. As stand-up and theater are very similar in that way. Yeah. Usually theater, the lines are pre-scripted.
Yeah.
So you can't, like you can ride the wave of emotion, but not by adjusting the dialogue.
Correct.
Stand-up, you can do both. You can be like, oh, in moments I'm like, oh, I can sit in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, if I go too far, they might boo-hoo or I might be boo-hoo. And that's also the thing that felt different. This is the only time on stage that I've ever felt like we are all experiencing this same thing in community and conversation versus I'm dictating to you what I think is funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't wait till you have a show where someone else's grief is becoming overwhelming from the audience to see how you.
I'm kicking them out.
Security. To see how you handle that. Yeah. Like. I think everybody was being so they're going to be polite because this is your grief, but you'll eventually end up in an audience where it's going to be like, no, now this is my grief.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't. Yes. I ain't here to take on your grief.
No, you're not going to.
That's your thing to take on.
I can't wait to see like how you like move through that.
Cause
you know, obviously you don't want to be rude and be like, ma'am or sir. I got a fucking joke coming up and you're ruining the mood.
I can't wait for you to see it. So you can be like, you can have an informed, you have an informed idea just of me telling you and knowing me, but actually seeing it. And then you'd be like, okay, Kev, here, I could tell you.
X, I'm not going to say nothing after I see it.
I wish you would. I'll ride home in that Cadillac.
I ain't gonna say no words. I'll be like, y'all have a good night.
I would lose my mind. I'll be at your door like,
you better say words to me.
Bite that bathtub. Bite your window out again. That baby bit the window out.
He is so
Marcus
bad.
And Castle, sign me up for 6 seasons on HGTV. The dog does all the bad stuff, and then when you look at him, he's like, I am so sorry. And you never get to see him do the bad stuff.
I know.
So you always feel like, oh, Marcus, let him eat his window.
He said, that bastard did broke. He didn't chew through the damn window.
Why would you even bite your window off?
Because he's so bad.
He's just like, and then he's on your lap like, I don't know why I do stuff.
I'm a baby.
Just bad. I can't help it. I don't mean to bite. And he's so big, he bit the wood off. I said, dang, dog. Yes.
Bites the wood off. He is so terrible. We can't have any of our cushions outside. So none of our outdoor chairs have cushions.
Oh, on man. Because it's my favorite that show on Instagram. When I see Marcus cussing and fussing and that dog, he laid down in the one video Marcus was supposed to come back. He was like, I'm on the ground now.
I get low. Ears a little tucked back. I was like, he's so bad.
Yeah, but he never looks bad. Easy. And there's no footage of his badness. No, it could be anybody.
This is why he should have added the security footage because I'm sure.
I don't want to see behind the veil. He's the so Wizard bad. Of Oz right now.
Well, listen, congratulations. I cannot wait to see it tonight. I promise I won't. I'll just be like.
You better not.
I'll be like, I want you.
No. No.
No. I don't want to hear that. Goddamn
say
no words.
The stuff.
Are your kids going to see it?
No.
Oh, you.
We asked them and they were like, absolutely
they said
not.
We can't do
they
it.
They said, no, thank you,
my
sir.
Son had a great time filming with them in the ghetto. I was like, what?
So since Zay Zay lost the soundstage, I wanted him to be able to be creative. I gave him a budget per month of what he can use. Max out, capped out. Yeah. I'm not finna just fund your dreams to do whatever.
Why not?
No, because you got to learn how to do less with more.
Yeah, but
if you can do anything, honestly, open checkbook stifles creativity. You need to figure out how to do it. Yeah. The Wayans said that. They said, man, sometimes they didn't realize when they were starting that not having access to everything made them be more creative. So you have a budget. Right? Mm-hmm. And you can do some big stuff, but you also got to figure out how to do some little stuff.
Yeah.
Well, right? And they can use this space. It ain't as big. You'll figure it out. But yeah. So before we got a tight hour today, like I told you, we need to talk Grammys.
Let's get to it.
Let's start with Luther Grandjoss.
Who apparently the Grammy goes to. It's not. They said it would be on the prompter. But. And the Grammy goes to Luther Grandjoss. Luther Grandjoss.
Luther been in heaven for a nice little
long
minute.
Long time.
And she didn't see the author, the finisher of our faith. She saw the name Luther, said, I know that one.
I know it. Let Luther Grandjoss.
And Luther Vandross ain't the song called Luther.
Yeah, she
so
added.
She just added Grandjoss.
That's that Lexia. You know she got dyslexia.
Does she?
Yes.
Lexia got you throwing letters on that ain't in it?
Lexia will make words pop up that are not there. Like Grandjoss. Luther Grandjoss.
Also, Cher 79.
And I want to act like that when I'm 79. I don't care what it say. And the Grammy goes to.
Kendrick and SZA was like, that's probably us.
Yeah. I'm assuming Luther didn't come.
Josh sent a picture of her looking so confused. And somebody captioned, Cher still looking to see where Luther at.
Is Luther coming? The fact that after she received her Lifetime Achievement Award, she was like, I guess it's time for me to walk off the stage. And did a slow turn and just. Pitter pattered her little feet. And the fact that Trevor had to be like, share.
The funny thing, I didn't even see the Grammys at all.
Neither did I.
I only saw clips. So I didn't even see this motion.
But as I was trying to study whatever the heck we were going to talk about today, and I put share Grammys.
All this stuff came up?
Yes. And I was like, wait. What? I mean, literally, she was puttering off the stage.
Puttered is such a funny
like,
word.
Like to the point where it's just like, oh, somebody get this fine-ass granny her handler. Because she really was like, oh.
Oh, I should go this way.
And yes, it means she is old. She looked great. She over there still being able to be half naked because that dress was see-through.
Did you see Teyana Taylor's dress?
Uh-huh.
People are in shape in ways that never in my life was it possible to be.
We're in shape like that. If we lean back as hard, the way she was leaning back, first of all, my stomach is flat right now. If I lean
what
like
stomach?
It is so goddamn
I don't even see it.
It go from sternum to coochie. No deviation. All no right. deviation.
See, I think it's time for another ass.
No, because you don't
sternum
understand.
Sternum to coochie?
Because that's what I think of when I think of people who have flat abs mm-hmm. is that it goes straight down to their private parts. We have detours. Like, you know, you go into our belly for a little, belly button. Then you come out the belly button. You go under our little lip, like our bottom belly lip. Then you
that
come
man
out
that,
of that
climbed that mountain, that's how you get from my meat to my stuff. How you got to go around and get them ledges.
Yes, yes,
you ain't
yes.
just go straight up.
No.
Not on this thing. You better hook in.
Yeah.
And you better do that stuff. Because you're going, there's a hangover.
Oh, yeah. You might get caught up in there.
I bet you have a better time climbing that mountain in China than you come up on here. Because this thing going to go, my belly go down and around.
Dude, I know I could put a pin right here and it hold under this chunk of meat.
Yeah, it's gunkum.
Yeah, so her, I was like, well, if I lean back that far, too, because she was doing the model walk. She was, you mean pose like that? I was like, oh, hell yeah, my body going to look so. I just don't understand how you can hate food that much. Cause there's gotta be like a level of fuck you to delicious foods in order to
there's
look
that
way.
There's a level of commitment I am unwilling to commit to achieve that goal.
There's a level of lies that I can't tell myself.
Yes, for sure.
Because that's what it really is to me, is me lying to myself about how the food makes me happy.
It
and it's so good.
People really be like, food is just fuel. Not to me.
No.
Food is fun.
It's a friend.
It's a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, my God. That's why I'm pissed off. I only had pistachios today.
Daniel Feston?
No, I just didn't have time. I had that audition all the way across town, so I had to get
So you back in person auditioning?
Commercials only.
Oh, you've said that.
And that's why I hate doing commercial auditions. I'm like, y'all eating up like 3 hours of my day.
It's too, from where we live, just to go to Hollywood and park.
Anytime in the morning.
Yeah. And then to wait, especially the time you went, to wait the 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If an audition takes 30 minutes, that's actually like, oh, dang, that wasn't even too crazy. From
right.
sign in to call to leave. And then to come back up here.
To only be in the room for a total of 4 minutes.
Of the 30.
I'm only in the room actively auditioning for 4 minutes. And now I've got to hike it across town. I just, you know, the Lord is working with me. I've tried to quit commercials multiple times and my agent told me no.
Tell them no.
I said, I'm really.
Send me here over like that.
I said, I'm disconnected. I'm jaded in this industry. She was like, I hear you. We're not going to let you quit though.
Because when you lock one.
Yeah, she said, you're too good.
And the commercial shoots be a day, two max.
They're not, they don't take up that much time.
No.
But I don't like being meat. And that's how they treat you.
Yes.
But listen, if you want to win, you want to win big, you know where you need to be. The big game is almost here. And there's no better way to cash in during America's biggest sporting event than Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. Big game max discount this week. Prize Picks has a special max discount for the big game. Live in the app now. Drake May just needs one passing yard for the max discount to win. Just add another player to your lineup. And if your picks hit, you cash in. Listen, you know, we love Prize Picks over here because we love a good time. It's a great pastime, in my opinion. It's a way for you to feel like you're in the game. And then if you're right, baby, you win and you can win big. With the new social feeds feature, you can share Prize Picks with your friends and copy lineups from winners with a single click. Copy lineups you like or use them as inspiration for your own picks. You can even follow Prize Picks partners like us and tail or fade our picks with just one click. Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one sports pick app. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK.
Yes, Kate.
To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Yeah, that boat. All right. Okay, Kendrick Lamar, Angel. I wanted to touch on this. Has 27 Grammy Awards as of the end of this award. I think he got four last night, I believe. His fourth album, I believe, in a row that got Best Rap Album. His fourth album, not 4 years in a row Best Rap Album, but his fourth in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder has 25 Grammys for his career. Wow. Kendrick Lamar is now one Grammy behind Quincy Jones. I love Kendrick Lamar. He is my favorite rapper. I did not realize that after tonight or last night, he became the most Grammy Award winning rapper in history. Past Jay-Z. Great. Jay-Z had what, 25? 26? But now Kendrick is in the lead at a ripe old 38 years old.
Jesus.
Nothing about Kendrick like Beyonce makes me feel like they are near the end of their thing.
Oh, Kendrick definitely ain't. Jesus.
But sometimes though, you just stop getting nominated for stuff.
Yeah, but he still got his finger on the pulse. He still doesn't feel like so, like Jay-Z is a legit billionaire, so it's.
He feels like he's dabbling in other things now.
Yeah, well, no, and there's a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you not us, we not you.
Yeah.
Kendrick, while he is not us, but he's they not also like us. Not like us, he still feels like he is a part of the culture.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Absolutely. And of a part of the culture of kids that are still coming up.
Yes. Because somebody was like, somebody tweeted, they need to get Kendrick out of the way and move the future of rap music to Jid. And somebody was like, Kendrick 38, Jid's 35.
Who the hell is Jid?
Jid is a rapper from Dreamville. He's really good. I really enjoy his rap. He's like, skill-wise, he's really skilled. J-I-D.
Check him out.
He's small. He has locks. He has the cool thing that lock people wear. He be rapping good. She knows him.
And so they believe that Kendrick needs to not be.
That was just one person. I don't even want to say that.
Oh, okay.
Just one tweet is not even enough. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Okay.
But anyway, I think that's amazing.
He's an incredible artist, and I feel like that shows with his. I feel like he's very intentional about his lyrics, his choice of music. I'm happy for him. I have been a Kendrick fan before this whole like beef with Drake.
What made you a fan of his?
Because he's like an artistic artist.
He is an artist. He is like Dolce to me. Mm-hmm. Or Dolce's like him. It doesn't matter. I remember when I first heard of her, I was like, ooh, she is an artist who's rapping. Mm. But she also can sing, dance. You can tell she's churchy. She always put a little praise break. She spoke in tongues on one song. Mm-hmm. Not as good as me. But she did good.
Of course, she's not going to be as good as you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just way more seasoned.
Right. More authentic as well. No, all of my favorite rappers outside of maybe Cardi B and maybe Meg, I feel like the through line is there's something artsy fartsy. So what's his name? Busta Rhymes, mm-hmm. even the Ludacris, there was something about how they approached the art. So Kendrick falls into that for me. So does, you know what? I'm not going to remember anybody's names because they are floating out of my head. That's Perry that perimenopause. Said, get it out.
Perimenopause was like, man, you want to remember stuff? No.
You want to sound intelligent? You.
What an annoying thing.
It is. And that's, I'm telling you, that's the worst part. Like, I don't have hot flashes often. I do get irritated, but I don't feel like my irritability is to the point where it's disrupting my joy.
Yeah.
But these fucking thoughts racing out of my head, I'm grasping at straws all of the time.
Is it worse if you're tired?
I probably don't even recognize if
it's that bad always.
It happens a lot through the day.
Yeah, Alyssa be like, well, that thought's gone.
Yeah.
And it'd be, sometimes you can grab it. But perimenopause, that thought be like, you'll never remember what, you'll never be close to what I was finna say.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares what you were finna say? That thought is gone, never to return.
I'm talking about, it is so disrespectful. Even if I grab the thought, it'll smack my hand open and it'll drop. And I'll be like, no, it was so good. Let me have it. So Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. San Benito.
One album of the year, first Latinx to do so.
That's crazy.
I know. In America.
They put them Latinx in that Latin category.
And they said, you stay over there. You not going to speak American? Then you stay over there. You stay over there, Mexicans. Then you're like, wait a minute, hold on.
Especially because Trevor Noah made that joke about Bad Bunny, like, you know, it gets bad in America, we're going to come live in Puerto Rico. And he was like, Puerto Rico's part of America. And he's like, you right. I think a lot of people we found out did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people
don't. They genuinely did not know.
Because when did that happen? I feel like it happened during our lifetime.
Ooh, I think it's 60s or 70s.
Oh, so not in our lifetime.
When your daddy was alive. Let me double check. I just threw that out there. When did Puerto Rico become part of the United States? 1952.
Okay, so not in our lifetime.
No.
I found out about it in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it's not a state. It's
a territory.
Right. So when we think of the United States, we think there are 50 states and that is ours.
And you're not united.
Right.
You're not continental and you're not united.
We got any other territories?
Guam, American Samoa.
See, yep. Nope. I knew that. I knew the U.S. Virgin Islands because they make it clear.
Yes.
Now, if they said the U.S. Guam, the U.S., what's the other one you said?
American Samoa.
Yeah,
U.S. If they said the U.S. Guam, I would.
Oh, if they said the U.S. Guam.
That U.S. on the front of it now.
Yes. I would have been like, either that's jelly, because for some reason that sound like. Or that's a U.S. territory. Something about the Guam make you feel like you spread it on bread.
Give me some of that more Guam.
What is some Guam on this?
So that's the, how y'all say jam in Latin America. Give me some of that Guam.
What flavor I want? Guam. The Guam flavor. No, we only have grape or strawberry. It's like Guam jam. Yes.
Give me the Guam. You know what I'm talking.
Yeah.
Hurry up and bring it over here.
Yeah. Put that Guam on there.
Get that Guam on my biscuit.
Yeah.
So must say this. Our favorite cousin on our daddy's side, Duran Bernard.
Yes.
Won a Grammy. Angel, I might as well have been with him. Just as a fan, the way he ran to that.
I mean, he's back.
Pranced.
Yeah.
Him winning and being himself and also having two fully black parents, mom and dad, who have supported him, who he's been. He always talks about his parents and stuff. For him to win for best progressive R&B album, which I'm not really sure what that means. Joshy, resident music person, what the hell is progressive R&B mean?
It probably doesn't fall under traditional.
Because they got like, I think it's just a different sound.
Yeah.
A different sound?
Yeah, with as much diversity there is in music in general, within categories, they're trying to honor subcategories, kind of like how they did the NAACP.
Okay. That's good because who won traditional R&B? Kalani for album.
She won song and performance. I don't know about album.
You gonna look it up, Angel?
Yeah. Who won? Which category?
Traditional R&B album. You can't hear Josh. It's just for us.
So wait a minute. What was Duran's category?
Oh, Mutt. Leon Thomas won.
Baby, I'm a dog. Not album. He won for performance.
Leon?
Yes, best traditional R&B performance.
Who won for album?
Thomas. Okay.
He won both?
Yeah, he won both. Mm-hmm.
I know Leon
But it's
Thomas,
just best R&B though. Album.
Oh, R&B is the traditional.
Yes. Okay. So best traditional R&B performance is Leon.
Got it.
Best R&B album, Leon. Then best R&B song is Kehlani.
Shout out Dixon, friend of the pod. The person who wrote our theme song at the end of our episodes just won a Grammy. He's a credited songwriter on Folded. Yeah. He also has written a lot for Beyonce, Chance the Rapper. If you're a fan of his like we are, you can hear his pen in that song. I think she won two Grammys.
She won Best R&B Performance for Folded.
Yeah, she got tattoos.
Yeah, that baby. Best R&B song, Best R&B Performance. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. Go ahead.
So did Duran win for best progressive R&B performance?
Album. For Bloom.
Oh, so album.
Album.
Okay. Okay. Album.
And I said, man, that's just made me feel so good. And this suit was crazy. He got on the ground and did his feet.
I know. What I loved more so was his mama yelling off to the side as well. She got up. He said one more thing. She said, ah! I said, That's what I want. Black. It was.
It was so black.
I said, that's exactly how you're supposed to act when your black baby is up there with it. First of all, I'm going on stage.
His dad, tall as hell.
Yes.
Ain't no, he looked full deacon.
Yeah.
That's Deacon Bernard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Duran is always talking about how they supported him as a queer person. They never made him feel crazy. This Scott Evans had posted a clip where Duran Bernard's dad was an audio engineer and he was touring. And he said his dad pulled out a wad of hundreds and twenties and said, I'm about to buy myself a vehicle with this money that I made.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
he said, he showed me that, you know, he said, you can have faith in all. I'm paraphrasing, but it's this work that's going to get you what you want. And he had a Ford F-150 the next week. And Duran Bernard was like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm going to get paid doing it.
Period. And so, he did.
Shout out to that. It's such a crazy feeling, Angel, being in this city, in this industry. When I grew up, I didn't know nobody who won no Grammys, no Oscars, no AMAs, no
That man Emmys. Sang at your wedding.
He sang at my wedding. Grammy-winning artist. We had a Grammy-winning artist at my wedding.
You had multiple. You yes. had Erica Campbell there.
Erica Campbell there.
Just to be there. She didn't even
Tamara
do that.
Tamara Jade. Y'all, Tamara Jade, I done told her, she Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah, she can do it all.
She has talent just enough.
She can do it
oozing, all. Singing, performing, her just natural disposition. Mm-hmm. She can get a TikTok going viral, her Inclecta, comedic.
She's so funny.
She's so funny.
I love me some Tamara.
She went on a tour. Angel. If Angel win an Emmy or a Golden Globe, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would. If you got, I'd be like, what? Hey, really? I'll be like, I thought you were going to say Luther Vandross. Vandross. Oh, my God, Cher, I want to be her.
I also want to mention our sweet little baby, Justin Bieber was up there in him draws.
In his draws by himself. Him draw.
I didn't. So we were at Nobu before the show, and I seen the performance, and I was like, "Oh, he don't have no shirt on." And then after the show, Josh was like, "He didn't have no pants on for real.
Pants, no pants.
He was in boxers.
His because his clothes is folded. Kehlani got him folded at the door."
That's his laundry line, though. I found out the boxers and the socks, so it was like free promo.
Okay. What he got a loungewear line for? Oh my God!
You know everybody got to make some money.
You don't have enough.
Apparently, but I know you ain't talking, nigga. You listen. You've made enough money that you could sit on your ass for a year.
2026 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pot calling the kettle. You know what? I don't think it's money for me.
I genuinely do enjoy what I do.
He enjoys his socks.
No, Angel. Imagine me out there with a guitar strapped over me getting stuck in my gunkum.
I could imagine that. You're acting as if that is not a realistic image of you. You played the drums at our last tour together.
No, yeah, I did. I played good.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out that baby. You know, I was listening to Gin and Juice. Also, Melissa told a great story on Gin and Juice. If you don't listen to their podcast frequently, we got kicked out of JoJo's soccer game.
Recently?
This last week on Friday.
Fred, on stages, what the hell did y'all do?
Parent side of the stadium was kicked out.
What did y'all do? I feel like y'all
version.
Did it.
No, she gives the full version. You should check out this week's episode of Gin and Juice to get the full version.
Absolutely.
Basically, the refs weren't calling offsides good, which is really important in soccer. And those mm-hmm. non-calls of offsides were leading to goals.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents were not being quiet when the ref asked us to the point that our son Josiah, from the field, yelling at the parents, can you guys please stop? You are not helping the situation. Parents was like, also, who are you yelling at?
Yeah.
That's me, Melissa. You right. Not too much.
But you ain't going to be on this grass if we ain't paying this tuition. So
I know you can. You
so we help it.
I feel you for being empowered. Mm-hmm. Nigga, who the hell you think you're talking to?
Turn that power off.
But he wasn't talking to me and Melissa. He wasn't. Right. And the parents was. Oh, he ain't crazy. Mm-hmm. He might be strong and braided. It might be. And it was the other team senior night. It was not our team senior night. But it was, the ref was like, if y'all don't stop, I'm going to ask the whole side to leave. I've been an athlete all my life.
This ain't never happened.
I've been to sporting events, and I've seen parents act way worse than we act. First of all, as a ref, lock in, bro.
These refs are soft as fuck.
What the hell are you crying about?
They are soft.
Lock in.
A parent got kicked out at one of the Twins game.
Yeah, kicking out is fine, but you kick out the offending party. He looking right at the people who yelling. He looks at our whole side and is like, everybody got to leave if y'all don't stop. The one lady goes, make me. Just like Black China, so rock it. He goes back to the middle, finds their other basically athletic director of the other school. She comes and talks to us. He's like, y'all don't be quiet. You have to leave in 5 minutes. So we're like, I'm being like, okay, let's be quiet.
Oh, I would have left that section and went to another section. Like, don't Angel, you pair me with the people.
Whole side of the stadium.
On this other side of the stadium.
So I would have had to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So then we're like, okay. I'm like, yo, y'all be quiet. Y'all be quiet. And then she was like, actually, y'all have to leave. And people are like, we're not leaving. So then she comes back. She was like, if y'all don't leave in 5 minutes, your team forfeits. Internally, I'm like, we down 2-0. Let me get a head start on the rest of my night. Right. Because the kids is broken by now.
Yeah.
First offside goal leads to a goal they don't deserve. The team then scores the goal because we're broken.
Yeah.
After we all get kicked out, it's 3-0. Mm-hmm. Just come on. We can stop at Chick-fil-A at this point.
Let's go. It's
we
fine.
We know how this is going to end. But it was just funny. Melissa has the full story if you want to check it out on Gin and Juice. Before we go, there's one more thing I wanted to say.
That reminds me, I recorded myself at the video at the basketball game. I need to cut it and put it together.
What was you doing?
It's just, this is why my voice sounds like it's the way I be.
Oh.
Oh, I goes in.
Oh.
It's a good time.
Let's talk about this one thing real quick. Billy Porter.
Oh, my God. Why did it sound that way? I don't understand why it said, why did it sound, oh, when you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine, I get kind of hurt on the eye. Oh, baby, I'm so into you. It was like, what the fuck is Billy on?
The wig?
Oh.
The performance. Did you see him on the red carpet talking about Nicki Minaj? F. Billy, what you doing, man?
He's, you know, he's an old William Robert gay Porter. Man.
What are you doing? We just gotta let Billy bill.
Do we?
We do. He at this point, Billy gonna bill.
But we didn't have to have him do the tribute.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm like, if it's not a tribute for Barbara Streisand, for like somebody Broadway-ish, for Idina Menzel, something that
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem and Luther
Who should have been up for Mariah? I don't even know who else did it. I just know he did it. And I haven't seen the D'Angelo performance. After my show, I went to bed. I'm going to check it out. I heard it was like 11 minutes.
Oh,
I know Lauryn Hill went up, but yeah, I haven't had a chance to see
it. I heard that Lauryn Hill
went up. I went to the show, went straight to bed, woke up, took JoJo to school, prepared for the show, and came right here.
If we just wanted something to throw up some bull crap just to have it, they could have asked J-Lo to sing Mariah. If we just are like, let's see what happens. Yeah, put J-Lo up there. Put, what's our little whispering wonder?
Janae Aiko?
Put Janae Aiko up there. If we're just like, let's see what happens.
I would appreciate it. But Billy gonna give you, it ain't going viral with Janae or.
Oh my God.
But Billy with the wig, he had the Destiny's Child 06.
It looked, he looked awful. And they had women, did Jennifer Hudson come out and sang for Mariah?
I think she did.
Yeah, that makes more sense because she can hit all the notes.
Yes.
But. Like, were they like, who's not doing anything right now? Like, I don't get how he got on the short list. I don't understand how it's he so ended up on the short though. List.
I don't know. It's so funny.
I
also shout out Olivia Dean, friend of the pod.
She won something.
Best new artist. Apparently she started getting hate on Twitter, which, welcome to the world. Which, I'm going to say this as I go. Angel, I told them people to get a physical on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
And I got called everything but a child of God. And I didn't think that tweet was, I just haphazardly tweeted that as the doctor finished up. And I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all should do this as men. I'm going to the dentist next week. So I'll make sure to say, go get your quarterly physical, I mean, your quarterly teeth cleaning at the dentist, men of the world. Your butt is safe.
No, he's like, yeah, exactly. And then after he takes his dick out your mouth to check your molars.
And what are y'all doing?
What it showed me is that there's a lot of men who have been sexually abused and they don't know it. If that's what they think happens at that your booty hole being inserted in.
At is your what annual happens. Physical?
They're like, yeah, and then he takes his finger out your butt.
What are y'all? And also, a lot of prostate exams, they don't even go finger and butt no more. They can check your blood. They can check your poop. They don't got to go in. But even if they had to go in, that's not gay.
No, but it'll turn them gay is what you don't understand. They're going to jump off the table and snap out of there. That's what they think. Thanks, Doc. And then
well, what they going to turn you dead. Cancer gonna be like, are you homophobic? Mm-hmm. All right, you gonna be deaf.
Yeah, but they'll be straight deaf. That's what they want. They don't want to be having to stand up and defend themselves in the gayness.
Are you afraid you're gonna like a finger in your butt?
I don't. Maybe they know they do. I don't know.
Because you get up there, I like it. Am I gay now? That ain't how gay works.
I know, but they're stupid.
I said, man, y'all, I gotta go.
They really were. I was like, wow, this is why women outlive.
And a lot of women in the comments was like, and imagine trying to date them. And I said, this is crazy.
Marcus go to the doctor more than I do.
I'm gonna go if I pay my insurance. Give me my stuff.
Yeah, I just gotta find another doctor.
Everything I paid for, I want. I don't feel sick. I didn't feel sick. Yeah. It's just time for an annual physical.
Yeah.
Get that blood work. Get that blood drawn. That man set out 12 vials. I said, well, y'all take a lot of blood.
Oh, yeah. They gonna get it out.
How y'all is vampires. Yeah. I said, he put all these. I said, dang. Last time it was like four. He had like six.
Because we all. They know you falling apart.
And then he asked me to pee. I said, nah, I just pee. Right before I know why y'all didn't tell me last night.
Tell me something before I get here.
I need a pee in here. I was standing there with that cup in my hand for 7 minutes. That pee came. I said,
like, can y'all get something here? Like, it's just a little. Maybe you know, if you add water.
I've been peeing now. You got to come over here and take a. I ain't got no more.
I don't know why men have such a hard time. Do you go to the doctor, Josh? See, I don't know what.
Just go up in there. Why is people this was like, they scamming you. You know what? Dive in. I'm not finna argue with nobody.
But it's still, yeah, there are people in the medical industry that are scammers, but I don't get why you think. We asked you
to go to Dr. Malachi Love, who sit up here like that. You know that girl, that boy was 15? The little black boy? I ain't telling you go down to Dr. Love. Do your Google. Check your, make sure they real.
They gonna talk to their uncle.
All right, man.
Who ain't done shit and has about to die too.
You got it, bro. Because if you ain't going to the doctor, then the chance you're going to the dentist is even less.
Oh, no.
And I know you're not connecting your dental health to your heart health.
You know why would they do that? They's in two different places, Kevin.
I said, y'all.
One is inside your head. The other one is here.
You know if your teeth bad, it can connect. That's why when they check slaves, they would check that teeth. Because you can hide. You can do a lot of this. You go on them teeth. If you damage, them teeth are going to be like, ugh, we sick. But go ahead. Go ahead on the internet. Since you're big and bad. Go ahead.
Are you healthy that they say you did good?
They said, I do good, boy. You healthy, boy. You 270.
You not even, how much you weigh now?
I don't weigh myself. I don't concern my things. I don't concern myself with things I can't control. I just do the work.
But you can control your weight.
That's the weight gods who decide how many pounds you
And they have decided to bless me with many.
270, Angel.
I know I'm still in the twos.
Be in the twos with me. Don't leave me.
I don't really want to be here.
Be here. It's fun over here.
I don't know, Kevin.
Why you got to be under?
I just want to be under a little bit. Why? Actually, a lot of bit. If I hit 185, bitch.
And what's going to happen? What you going to do different?
I'm going to be out here.
You don't be out here?
No, I mean, like, you're going to be like, Angel, put the lap cloth on. I'll be like, what you mean? Why?
You be like that.
No, see, I'm very close.
Today?
Yep. But tomorrow.
In the summertime, you let a hunk of thigh out.
Yeah.
Ain't a 185 or 285 going to change that.
I know, but it'll be so much more funner.
No, stay with me because God himself couldn't get me under 200.
I bet you God actually could, but you wouldn't look good under 200.
I look sick. My head will be huge.
I know. That's
it's big.
My head don't get smaller.
No, I'm going to look sick. They're going to be healing that stuff. If you see me under 200 pounds, you have a time
machine. What about 225? What you feel about that life?
225 would be great.
Oh, you wouldn't act right, though.
I don't act right now.
You definitely would. You would actually probably wear more clothes. You would probably just button the shirt right here. Just to give, like, you know you want to see more of this, but I'm married. Yeah, that would be.
All right, guys, we got to go. I got a meeting. It's 12:01. I'm actually late. Patreon, we'll see you Friday.
Sure, I guess.
Or you start traveling next week.
Yeah, I start traveling next week. Only way Friday might be wonky is if I book this commercial, which there's a good chance.
All right, well, Patreon, we'll see y'all later this week. Everybody else, we'll see y'all next week. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference. Wash your butt.
Bye. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.